AN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Okay. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, and one of our radio team members, Nan, who seems to be the poet for the moment. Just constantly, God gives you poems, as you call them. We like to pronounce it poems, but I don't know what state you're from. I do know you're from Florida, but maybe everybody in Florida says poems here. I don't know.
I don't know. I just say it the way I say it.
I know you do. We just like to tease you about
that.
It.
I know that. It's okay.
This show is all about walking in peace, walking in prevailing peace. And, you know, there's so much in our lives that would try to steal our peace. I mean, people around us, people we live with, perhaps, people we work with, people. Traffic. Pastor Jim has got a thing about traffic, don't you?
Oh, you know, but I've had, you know.
God been helping you with that?
I pray, and that does help. And I just, for all you road rage people out there.
You're not rageful.
No, but
you just get frustrated.
I get very frustrated when people drive
like
out
they
of control.
Do.
Like they
like
do.
They do, yes.
And, but I, you know, I had, you know, and literally I had to give that to God.
Sure.
Because I would just get so angry and so frustrated. And that's not, you know, that's not a really good witness.
Right.
Especially for the people, if anybody's riding in the car with me. So I just had to seriously let God's peace dwell in that area of my life.
Right.
That's a peace stealer right there.
It's a peace stealer?
It's a peace stealer.
What is?
The
traffic?
Aggravation in the traffic, yes.
It can be. That's for sure. That's for sure. This show is still in our series, Walking in Prevailing Peace. And we have been talking about how to do that, the things that try to steal our peace. Today, if you missed part one, you can catch it on our website by the end of the month. At the end of each month, our webmaster puts all the shows for this show, Living the Good Life, and our second show. Nan, tell us about the second show, Thursday night, Go Yard, with me, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni, licensed mental health counselor, PhD.
That well.
I was going to say, if you let her go, she'll just do it for you.
Tell us about that show.
We call it kind of a life coaching show.
It
and
is.
You guys follow the leading of the Lord as far as the direction of the subject matter.
Sure.
You have hit on many subject matters, a wide variety, a range of all kinds of stuff. And it's really cool because, you know, you have her and she's trained and she's licensed and she's PhD.
Part of our ministry.
And you with the wealth of knowledge that you have gained through your ministry throughout the years, and then her through her career throughout the years, together. It's really a great team. You discuss the topics. It's a call. You know, people can call in, ask questions.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I view it as it can be almost like a free counseling session.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I heard many of them, and if you were having problems along the line of the topic matter of what was being discussed, you know, it would be like free hour of counseling.
And it's every Thursday night on this station at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's also carried on Starcom Media during the weekend. This past week, Dr. Angel and I did a show entitled Handling Life's Transitions, and it was excellent. And if any of you have missed it, you need to go listen to it. It was totally... And our shows are not ever scripted, so to speak, but we generally have an idea where we're going. We changed our topic 2 minutes before we started on the air. And she said, I've been feeling this. I said, that sounds great. Let's do it. And we turned it on and started. And it was God. I mean, it was a great show. So go back and listen. And that will be in October. So an October show. So it'll be up on our GoYard2014.org website this week. GoYard2014.org is the website for that show. Go Yard means hitting a home run instead of striking out in life. These shows, Living the Good Life, are found on bohmglobal.com. So we welcome you to listen to all those. Great show, or great song coming up. Pastor Jim, you want to introduce this one? I know you do, because you, when you saw it on the paper, you were pretty happy.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking about this song, and, you know, we've been talking about peace. And
yeah.
If the song is the Potter's Hand by Darlene Zench, and if you submit to God and let him mold you like the clay, like the clay pot, you're going to have peace.
Amen.
If you're in rebellion, if you're always refusing, mm-hmm. then what you're going to be is just an old lumpy pot with a bunch of bubbles and stuff in it.
That's right.
And you're not going to have peace. I mean, any of us who have run from God know what that's like, and know right. you don't have peace. But when we submit to God and let him be the potter,
right,
then we have that peace then.
Amen. Amen. Listen to the song. You'll love it. Mm, great song. Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord, that is the cry of our hearts. Lead us, guide us, walk beside us, teach us everything that you want us to learn, Lord. We give our lives to the potter to do the work in us that is needed. Nan, you have a poem that just God just gave you right now. I can see you.
I do.
All right.
I'm going to try not to cry.
Okay. It's okay if you do.
Okay. I have a very special plan for your life. You may not see it because of your strife. However, trust that I do have a beautiful plan. I am molding you into a beauty by my hands.
Mm-mm.
You may not see why things go on right now, but trust me, I'm bringing it together. Walk your miles. Even through the stuff that you seem to face, you will be okay because of my peace and grace. I desire to make you into a beautiful vessel for others, to see. Therefore, you can trust me. Lift up your head and look to me. It will be okay. Everything will turn out okay for you. Allow me to mold you. That is what you need to do. And as he... It just kind of blew my mind, you know, because
so
I can look back. I haven't arrived, and I'm certainly not saying that, but at times when I've had the real bad stuff happen,
right.
the legal stuff with the ex-husband's wife, the kid,
right.
all that family stuff going on, that was a lot of strife.
Right.
And that was a lot of pain, and I couldn't figure it out.
Right.
But God would give me peace.
Yes.
I'd spend time with him and he would give me peace.
In
the midst of what mm-hmm. was going on. Mm-hmm. And then it would go on some more. And, you know, as we've already been talking on the show, it's a continual thing.
Right.
You know, you don't just go, okay, I got peace, boom, done. There's times that we have to keep asking God, give me peace in the situation.
Right.
Lord, I turn this over to you. I turn my will over to you. I turn myself over to you.
Right.
I need your peace. And at the end of this verse where it talked about, lift up your head, look at me.
Yes, yes.
You know, I can just see someone downhearted, downtrodden, just weighted so down because of what they're dealing with right now that they just can't seem to look up.
Right.
But God is saying to them right now, look up.
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
Look into my eyes.
Yes.
Look into my loving face. You know, and whatever people are going through with their strife, that's making us, as we're molded, even through that stuff that I went through,
right.
It helped to mold me.
Absolutely, it does.
I'm a better person now because of all I went through.
Right.
And if you choose to allow that to have that impact on you.
Absolutely. And it's our choice. There it is. Psalm 31, 7 and 8, and in the NIV, I have memorized these two verses, and they really pertain right here. And David says this, Psalm 31, 7 and 8, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Pastor Jim, I want you to talk about those verses.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, don't you love those verses?
Yes.
Some of my favorite in the whole Bible.
I'll be glad and rejoice in your love. And I'm pretty sure that's your covenant love, your steadfast
yes.
love. You know, we can rejoice. We can be glad in his steadfast love because it is just that. It's steadfast.
It is.
He's made a covenant of love with us. And again, he's faithful to that. So
mm-hmm.
we can rejoice in it. And I love this. He sees our affliction.
Yes.
So many times we think God is aloof or uncaring or whatever.
Or too busy with everyone but me, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And here it says, you saw my affliction.
Right.
You knew the anguish of my soul.
Oh, I love that.
Not just, I love that David uses words like this because, you know, we've all been in anguish
yes.
of soul where
yes.
things have happened that have just torn our heart out and stomped
right.
it on the ground.
Right.
And God knows that.
Right.
I love that verse. It's in Isaiah. In all their affliction, he was afflicted.
Yes.
God's there with us.
Right.
He's been through it. I mean,
right.
That's why he became a man in Jesus.
Right.
He's experienced anguish
yes.
of soul.
Yes.
and you've not given me over to the hands of the enemy. You've set my feet in a spacious place.
Wow.
I love that, because so often when we're in chaos or things are just not right, we're not right, with God maybe, we feel that we're just hemmed in.
Right.
Okay. But here he says, no. You've set me in a spacious place.
Right.
I can walk all around now. I'm not hemmed in by anything.
Don't you think a lot of times, Nan and Pastor Jim, that our circumstances, when we're going through really difficult times, and they're painful in whatever area, financial, physical, whatever they might be, emotional, we do feel like there's no breathing room, so to speak, that the junk is caving in on us. Like, you know, have you ever seen somebody that you see it on movies, quicksand, and, you know, it's that picture of that person stepping into a big circle of quicksand, and they all of a sudden they're just going down further and further, and it's caving in on them. I think a lot of times we feel that way, that we're hemmed in and restricted by our problems and our circumstances, and that nobody sees what we're going through, and that God doesn't even see it, you know?
Except here we have proof, for lack of a better word.
Right.
Well, we have David's testimony.
Yes, it's his testimony.
God saw his anguish.
Yes.
And rescued him and set him in a broad space.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, when you get all anxiety ridden,
right,
it's just hard to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you just you feel tight. Like, I mean, I realize nobody can see what I'm doing unless you're watching the video feed. But, you know, you just feel all jammed up and crushed together. And God says, no.
Right.
I'm going to set you where you can run free.
Whoa.
You know, you don't have to be tied up. You can run free.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, when my kids were little and my ex-husband and I would drive to Florida to come visit the parents and everybody and all the cousins. And, you know, driving like 20 hours, you know, from, or 18 hours or something from Indiana down here, three little kids, it was pretty crazy. But boy, when we'd stop at rest parks and just let them run, you know, or just let them get out, or when they finally got to grandma and grandpa's house, I mean, they jumped in the pool. They swam. I've got so many memories of what it was the day we would arrive. It was like, you know, they're getting loose from being caged up in a car all those hours, you know. But emotionally, we can get ourselves into that stage where we are so bound up, and that's all we can think about is our problems.
Right.
You know, that's not peace. That's not walking in prevailing peace. That's walking in the problem. You know, it's the problem versus the peace. And I love look at verse 14 in Psalm 31. And I'm going to read it out of the Message, and then you guys can give us another translation. A couple verses here. I love what David says in Psalm 31:14. Desperate. My kids would act like they were desperate to get out of the van. I mean, they got to get out and run. Desperate, I throw myself on you. You are my God. Hour by hour, I place my hands in my days in your hand. Hour by hour, it says in the Message Bible. Safe from the hands out to get me. Warm me, your servant, with a smile. Save me because you love me. Whoa, Nan, talk about this, will you? Desperate, I throw myself on God. And there's so many times that we need to get to that point where we realize that we can't fix this. God is our answer, and He is the Prince of Peace.
Well, this whole thing is just a process.
It is a process.
As we go through, you know, the more we do it, the better we get.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
It's like handwriting. If you're teaching your small toddler, you teach them first the letters.
Right.
And then you start teaching them how to put the letters and make them into little words. Cat matches the verse in the pitch of the cat, or the, you know, dog. And it's through a process. As they progress in that process, they learn more and more and know more how to do what they need to do.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way it is with us. When we first start to begin to operate or try to move forward in this principle, it's kind of maybe foreign to us. We don't know how to do it, but we do it.
We do
but
it.
But then we do it. And then we do it. And then we do. And then as time goes on and we grow in the Lord, we get better at doing it. We're quicker at doing it.
We are.
We're quicker. I don't have to take this.
That's right.
I can move forward. Ooh. I can move past this.
Amen. This next song really is perfect right here, don't you think, Pastor Jim? Talk about that, will you?
Yeah, Eagle's Wings. Yeah. We get above it.
Right.
Eagle's Wings by the Katinas.
Whoa, listen to this. And we'll talk more about this in a moment.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you.
Praise God. Come live in me. I'll rise on eagle's wings. All my life take over. Praise God. Woo. Do you have something, Nan? Is that what you were?
Yeah. Can I just say
something? Yeah, please.
She's sitting here typing this poem and just giggling to herself.
Really? I miss that from
in
here.
I'm sitting here watching her just going, oh, this one's going to be a doozy because she's in here just giggling away.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear it.
It just struck me funny. It's not really funny, but it struck me funny. I'll share that. I will carry you as if on eagle's wings. Will you allow me to do such? It's your decision. What will it be? Mm-hmm. Do you want my comforting touch?
Yes.
I will carry you through all that you face. I deeply desire to do this for you. However, it is up to your desire. Mm-hmm. Of this wonderful thing, will you want me to do? I will carry you through all your struggles. Reach out to me right now. I am here. I travel with you on your journey and can always be reached by prayer. And what made me crack up laughing is that he said, I can always be reached by prayer. And it struck me funny because he's there, and we just,
right.
we just don't do it sometimes. I was right. sitting here, you know, if my cell phone is not on the ring, but it's here with me. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I can pick up my cell phone. I can call somebody. I can text somebody. I
right.
can Facebook somebody.
Right.
I can reach out to somebody. I can go down my list if I need some and reach out to somebody. I can go down my Beacon family and I can reach out to somebody.
Right.
You know, we have means of reaching out, yet he says, I'm here. Reach out to me in prayer. You know, sometimes we just don't do that. We don't get it sometimes.
James 4.
We're so busy being busy and caught up in the
yes.
chaos.
Yes, we
about
are.
Peace, being caught up in the chaos mm-hmm. and the chaos and the this and the that. Then we don't just stop and pray.
That's right.
We get so we're like the little mouse on the little treadmill wheel thing in the middle of the little cage. It just keeps going and it's going and it keeps going. It keeps going. It keeps going. You know, it's like stop.
Right.
Stop. Reach out to me.
Right.
Reach out to me by prayer. I'm here.
Right.
Just reach out to me.
Wow.
I will give you prevailing peace.
Yes.
Just
it's
stop.
There for us, you know. Whoa, I love that song that we just played, Pastor Jim, because, you know, come live in me. It's an invitation, like David was saying, I run to you. I got to have you. I can't do this on my own. I just can't, you know.
Well, and the allusion there is to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
Right.
They that wait are mm-hmm. literally that those that hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
Right.
They'll mount up with wings like eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's kind of been the theme. Trusting
yes.
leads to peace.
Yes.
You know, those that wait on the Lord, those that trust in him, those that hope in him are the ones that have peace. And I like what David says. We talked about it before the song. I trust in you, Lord.
Yes.
I say you are my God.
Yes, amen.
And again, David has it in his heart. I trust in you, Lord.
Right.
But then he speaks it out.
Right.
I say you are my God. I proclaim you are my God. And that's so important. Like we mentioned back in the first hour, it's much. And I agree with you, Pastor. When it comes out of my mouth, it mm-hmm. has much more force.
It does.
You know, so if I can possibly
yes.
say it, then, I,
right.
then I'll try to. Because it just seems to have more force. And it's almost like if I keep it inside, then yeah, my spirit, my soul know that it's real.
Right.
But when I proclaim it, when I speak it out of my mouth, then the world knows, heaven knows, and hell knows.
Amen.
You know,
yeah.
they've all heard it by then.
And we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that helps me so much when I am declaring that I choose to walk in peace. I choose to not be bogged down by the tricks
right.
and schemes of the evil one. We're going to Colossians 3:15, and I know that we've got to get there because we were there Friday night, and we can't do this show without getting to Colossians 3:15. You probably don't have the Amplified Bible with you, do you, Pastor Jim? But I've got it in my head,
okay.
this verse, okay? But we need to really start with verse 12 of Colossians 3 in order to set this up. Colossians 3:12 in the NIV says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. And by the way, dear friends, that's you too. You're God's chosen person. If you love God and have chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It says this in Colossians, clothe yourselves. Put this on. Put this on. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, we could teach on all those right now, but we're not. Let's go on to verse 13 of Colossians 3. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And I want to say here, and we could do a whole show on this, that a lot of times when we are bogged down with unforgiveness, when we're bogged down with revenge, we want revenge, or we want somebody to fail, or we want to hurt somebody because they've hurt us, those things will rob you of your peace. You're not going to be able to walk in peace when that's what's going on. And you can take these verses and study them more on your own, Colossians 3, 12 to 14, because they are so right on. 15 is the verse I want to get to. Let the peace. I love that. That's a choice.
It's a choice.
Isn't it? Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Well, in the Amplified Bible there, it says that let the peace of Christ rule, and then it's got parentheses, and it says settle with all finality the issues that confront us. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, because that word rule there means to act as an arbiter or an umpire. Literally,
umpire.
In the Greek, that's what it means.
Act as an umpire.
To do that. So
right.
Peace decides.
Right.
You know, and we talked about it on Friday night. It's so important. If God tells you to do something, you know, people say, well, how do I know it's God? Well, for one thing, you're going to have, it'll be confirmed. But the other thing is peace.
Peace.
You will know.
Right.
God's peace about it. You may not, your flesh may rebel against it.
Oh, yeah, you know. It does. Sometimes we think, oh, God, you that
but
wasn't you.
Spirit,
that couldn't have been you. Right.
You know, in your spirit, you have peace.
Right.
You know, and that's, peace empowers you to move on.
Absolutely.
Because if I don't, I mean, and if I, even if it, God says, okay, I want you to do thus and such, I may fight it.
Right.
But if I have God's peace, I know that it's from Him.
Right.
And it acts as the final.
Yes.
Final arbiter.
Right.
You know? And with
it
all
settles
finality.
It. Peace with all finality.
Settles it.
And we talked Friday night about baseball, which is one of my great loves, of course. The World Series is on tonight, by the way, gang. And in baseball, there is an umpire behind the plate, okay? And even now in modern baseball, decisions out on the field can be challenged now. On the field, and there's a person up in a booth in New York who looks at all those videotapes after, let's say that somebody's called out on first base and the other team says, wait a minute, no, we thought he was safe. You can challenge as the manager. You have like a couple challenges. You can challenge. It goes to that review booth and they look it over and they can reverse the call. Okay. But there's one area of baseball that they can't reverse the call. And that is the umpire behind the plate who is looking at that ball as it comes over the plate. And you cannot argue balls and strikes, which to me is so interesting here. When we let peace be our umpire, there's nothing to argue about anymore, because no matter what is coming at us, if we have the peace of God in. Talk to me about this, Nan. This whole picture of baseball, because I love it so much and grew up playing it in Central America. I love baseball, but I remember so many times as kids, people would try to argue about, oh, that was a ball. No, that was a strike. No, it wasn't. And you could get into almost a fist fight as kids over this. In professional baseball and in, you know, high school sports and grade school and all that, little league, you don't argue balls and strikes. That umpire is the decisive person, okay? Well, the peace, and what Paul is saying here, let peace be your umpire, okay? Let peace be the one that decides. Talk to me about that, Nan. Because I tell you what, I think there's so many times in our lives that we are so used to chaos and we are so used to to that feeling agitated and upset and whatever, that we go with that instead of going with where our peace is. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think what happens in our lives is it's just such habit to go
yes.
to chaos.
Yes.
And Pastor Jim has already, you know, talked about how you have to step out mm-hmm. against from that and say, I want peace.
Right.
It's a decision. And that's what has been threaded throughout this two-hour program. It's a decision.
It's a decision.
It's a decision. Do
yes.
I want the chaos? I think Pastor Jim says something about how people don't know what life will be like without that.
They're used to it.
You're so used to it. You're so used to that's the way it is. You know, how they can't imagine what life can be like without it because it becomes so much a part of them.
And don't we now live in a society, Nan, and you can speak to this too, Pastor Jim, where Facebook and drama and social media has gotten, people get attention from the least little thing that they put online. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
they is that the answer?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, there's quite some stuff. Sometimes one particular person I just thought of, some of the stuff they post, some I'm affiliated with through school, and I don't defriend them just because they're really harmless, but I showed something to a friend of mine they posted, and it's like, you're kidding.
Right.
You're kidding. I mean, it could almost be reported what was posted. It was like, wow. You know, and it was just disbelief. I guess it was supposed to be a shock factor to get people.
Shock and awe.
You know,
Talk to us, PJ.
Well, and there's periodically you'll see this one thing go around on Facebook, because I'm on Facebook a lot and I do a lot of posting. I'll put a plug in here.
Please, Beacon of Hope. Yeah.
Has a Facebook page. Please go and visit. I glean things. Off of Facebook and post them onto our page.
Yeah.
But periodically this one thing makes its rounds on Facebook. I don't remember the exact word, but it's like, if you don't want to see drama on Facebook, don't put it on there, and don't put your drama on there.
Oh yeah.
You know, and we all have people who are our friends that do that. And it's like, that's just craziness. And people post the silliest things. And just as a word of advice, do not believe everything you see on Facebook.
There you go.
Okay, there's some real craziness out there.
I was correct. He alerted me on one. My Facebook may have been hacked, but a posting went out and it was a tombstone with my name on it.
Oh.
Rest in peace. Remember, and you said that's morbid? I didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, and then another one went out for me. That a sonogram that I was pregnant with twins.
Oh, I remember
and
that
I'm,
one.
I'm
yeah.
54.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not pregnant with
that
twins.
That would have been a miracle.
That would have been a miracle there.
You know, but I mean, but people do stuff like that to cause stuff to, I mean, you know.
Right.
Well, and those things are peace stealers.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And,
they
well,
are.
Let me tell you, when I looked at the thing and saw my name on top of a tombstone that said RIP under it, it was a little.
That's
bit,
weird.
It
yeah.
was weird at first. I'm like, I was able to took it.
But
took
don't
it
you
down.
Think that with social media now, and we're not off the track here, people, hang with us. We are right on here, because so many people want attention and they want drama, and they like all of that craziness that goes on because they get more attention from it. And really, a lot of the devil has convinced a lot of people that to be peaceful is to be dull,
right,
and boring. Right. You know, dull and boring. If you don't have all this crazy chaos going on in your life, that there's something wrong with you, that you're just, dull.
You're just dull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
And again, it's a distraction.
It is a distraction. Amen. That's what it is.
You know, I love technology. I think
I do too.
I believe God gave us reason and intellect to create that technology.
Yeah.
Because he knows how well any technology can be used to give.
Just this show right here.
Right.
We're using this for the gospel
right.
technology.
To give,
yeah.
To give him glory.
Right.
And yet Satan loves to twist all of that and use it against us.
Right.
And, you know, I just think of the verses in Daniel, and this does have to do with peace. about how knowledge will increase,
right?
All that stuff in the end times. And like now, we're just bombarded by Facebook, and we all have smartphones. And I know I have a couple of news apps on my smartphone.
Sure.
But we can be so bombarded by everything,
right,
that our peace is just gone. It's like, you know,
I agree.
Did you hear this news report? Did you hear that news report?
And a lot of it does incite fear or anxiety, mm-hmm. so to speak. And we're going to talk more about that next week on this show and how to walk in that peace. But this is really the first ingredient right here in Colossians 3:15. Let peace be your umpire, settling with all finality those questions that arise. So like an umpire in baseball settles the balls and strikes, and there is nobody else that's going to change that call. It's a ball forever. Okay, that's what it was. It was a strike. It's settled in the record books. That's a strike. Okay, we have got to realize that peace can be that decider for us. And instead of us getting so hung up, what should I do? What should I do about this? What can I do? And we're calling 19 of our closest friends, you know, and putting it on Facebook for 406 to see and all that stuff. And instead of doing that, God has told us in Colossians 3:15, I'm going to get on a soapbox here, guys, because I live this, and I will tell you this is the only way to live. Let peace be your umpire. When I don't have peace, I back off and wait on something. Now, am I perfectly living this? No. Am I trying to get better at it every day? Yes, absolutely. And when I feel that there is a peace, let's say about what we're going to teach, you know, a topic. And when I feel that deep peace in there, that's it. I know the Prince of Peace has said, that's it. And I feel calm. But when it's not right, and I've got, I will tell you, this actually happened last week when Dr. Angel and I came in to record to do the show, Go Yard. And we had talked about a topic, and we said, okay, let's do that topic. When I walked in, and she looked at me kind of funny, and I said, what's wrong? She said, are you sure you want to do this topic? I said, do you have something that God's laid on your heart? She goes, yeah. How to handle life's transitions. I said, that's it. And all of a sudden that peace hit me like an arrow right into you. You know, it was just like, I knew that was it. And we've had feedback already this week about it was probably the best show we've ever done. No planning, no anything, trusting God and just letting it flow into what he wanted. And that's what I'm saying. So you two help me on this. How does peace become your umpire? Practically speaking, what can we help our audience with? And you can be thinking about that while we do this next song. And then I'll come back to you both for it. From the Inside Out by Hillsong. From the Inside Out, right
and
there.
And that's how he does it, yeah.
that was a quick answer, Pastor Jim. You got to elaborate on that after this song.
I will.
Okay.
A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine well on this face. Never ending, your glory. Consume me from inside out. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from inside out. We'll
Inside Out. Wow. That couldn't have... Very timely. Praise God. Okay, Nan, you're up first.
God just gave me a poem. Says I will...
Really? God gave you a poem?
A poem. A poem.
I know.
I will change you from the inside out.
Amen.
That is the way I will move in your life. The changes that are made within you will help you deal with your strife. I see all that is going on around you. I will give you prevailing peace within. Do you desire to have such in your life? It's here for you. Upon that, you can depend. Ask me for this prevailing peace right now. You will feel so different deep within. Let this day be a defining day in your life. Let this prevailing peace now begin.
Oh, that's right on. That's calling people to decisions, mm-hmm. Right? You know, there may be some of you out there in our audience, and then we'll get back to Pastor Jim in just a minute, that don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There may be some of you out there that are saying, I've heard about this peace, but I've never experienced it. I really don't even know what y'all are talking about Jesus. It starts with a decision, acknowledging that Jesus is the Son of God, that God sent Jesus to this earth to die on a cross purposely, on purpose. That was planned. And that God raised him from the dead, and that he can become your personal Lord and Savior. If that is your decision today, I'm going to ask Pastor Jim to repeat after me as I pray the sinner's prayer. We call it the sinner's prayer because until you're saved and you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, you're still a sinner. And we're all sinners, really, saved by grace. So, Pastor Jim, would you repeat after me? And dear listeners out there, if you want to pray this prayer, say it along with Pastor Jim. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God the Father sent Jesus to this earth.
I believe that God the Father sent Jesus to this earth.
To come and live among us and teach us your love.
To come and live among us and to teach us your love.
I accept your love for me.
I accept your love for me.
And I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
And I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I receive you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
I receive you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
This I pray in Jesus' name.
This I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ooh, we want to hear from you. Pastor Jim, talk to us about all this and what we were talking about right before that song.
Well, it goes along with what Nan had said. It has to be from the inside out.
It does.
The peace, well, you know, Paul talks about the peace that passes understanding,
yes,
in Philippians. And again, that's a decision to get that peace,
right.
He says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving,
right,
make your requests be made known to God. And the peace that passes all understanding,
yes,
will be there.
Yes.
And that's so important. But again, it's our decision. We can carry the chaos if we want.
Right, we can.
But the peace starts on the inside, acting as an umpire. And it passes. I love the fact that it passes understanding. It's not even in our heads.
Right.
It's in our hearts.
That right.
Peace, well, it says rule in your hearts.
Yes.
I mean, it's in your spirit.
Right.
So it has to start from the inside out. Just like, well, we just prayed, you know, the sinner's prayer. That starts from the inside out. I mean, you can fake, and we all know people who maybe have done this, you can fake looking peaceful, looking saved.
yeah.
You know, you can wear, you know, women, you can wear your hair long and your skirts below your knee, and men, you can wear your white shirts and black pants. But
that's not it.
That's not it. That's, it has, It's from the inside out.
Right.
God's changes always start on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the things that are eternal. I was thinking of the verse, we look not to things that are seen, but to things that are unseen. Well, we can't see our spirit,
right,
but that's where it starts. And that's where it makes a difference, because those things are eternal. The changes God makes from the inside out, mm-hmm, are eternal.
Amen. Woo. Amen. And dear listeners, you can have this peace that we're talking about. It starts with a relationship with God, which we just prayed that prayer. And if any of you prayed that and want to talk to either of us, again, my email is pastor@bohmglobal.com or pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Or you may want to send a prayer request and say, pray for me. I prayed the prayer on the show this week. Mm-hmm. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And the goal is to get you to realize that you can walk in the peace of God. He's the God of peace. That's who he is. That's one of his code names, if you will. That's who he is, the God of peace. And he wants you to learn to walk in that peace on a daily basis, moment by moment, sometimes, hour by hour, sometimes. I love that David said that in Psalm 31. It's like hour by hour, sometimes I'm running to you. You know, talk to us, Nan, about all this, because there's so many times in our life when we are just running, doing our own thing, and we're so upset on the inside and stressed, and we don't even know how to find that peace.
Well, I was saying I was walking in peace, and then something really frustrating would probably be the best word for it happened, and I had to regroup and get my peace again.
Oh, there you go.
It was a life issue that came up with, mm-hmm, the situation, and out of my control, nothing I did.
Right.
But yet it impacted me.
Sure.
And I had to get refocused. There again, a daily, sometime hourly basis, whatever basis you need, get refocused and get back into that line of prevailing peace.
Amen.
You know, it's like, and things were going just really fine, and my peace and I were doing a real good job together, and we were hanging out and having a good time, and then that happened.
And then
and
that
it really
happened.
It ticked me off, you know?
Right.
And it frustrated me, and it made me aggravated. I'm like, no, wait, I don't need this kind of agitation. Devil's situation, don't need this kind of agitation. God help me, got right back with the peace, you know?
So you're saying, from your own personal experience, that even when the devil throws these things at us, or people around us, or circumstances, or traffic, or whatever it might be, illness.
Amen.
You can find your peace again, right?
Yes.
We want to leave our audience,
yes,
with hope.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
That this is attainable.
Absolutely.
You can do this, people.
Can
you
do
can
it.
Do it, Pastor Jim Talk.
It's attainable and it is sustainable.
Oh, I like that. Somebody write
bell,
that down.
Bell ringer,
that's
bell.
A bell ringer. It's attainable and it is sustainable.
But
write that
again,
down for me, Nan, if you will.
But again, it's like Nan said, you know, you get the peace and you're walking in peace in circumstances that you have no control over.
Right.
Okay. I mean, changes at work. We're going through a lot of changes at work and things get thrown at us.
Right.
And yeah, I tend to get kind of knocked over some of this and I'll want to gripe my initial thing. And sometimes I do. God forgive me. I want to kvetch about it, you know. I just
kvetch.
Using my Yiddish here.
Okay.
I just want to kvetch about it.
She wants to kvetch.
I just want to complain and gripe about it, you know.
Right.
And yet, there goes my peace right out the window.
That's right.
And unless I stop and try and get that back, then it just the whole rest of my day is just miserable. And then I go home and complain. And
right.
You know, it's just. But you're right. If you step back. It is sustainable. I mean, if you lose it, you can always get it back again.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the important thing is if you feel like getting shaky, like your feet aren't shod, you know,
right.
As Nan mentioned at nursing home, she's in those high heel boots and can't walk in them.
Right.
Instead of those shoes shod with the preparation, the readiness that comes from the
sure.
gospel of peace. If you catch yourself slipping,
right.
That's the time to stop. And ask God, you know, find out what happened. If it's something you did, repent of it. If you need to just turn a situation over to God, then do it. And let his peace come back and rule in your heart.
Absolutely. Whoa.
I want to say something. There are people also, Satan would try to then make us think, is if we've been walking in peace, all of a sudden whatever happens and we're not walking in peace, that we can't do it again, or that we've messed up. We don't need to beat ourselves up.
Right.
You know, sometimes we, you know, I've always said I'm harder on me than any supervisor ever has been with
right.
regards to work ethics and doing my job, you know. And I think as humans, many times we want to just beat ourselves up for
sure.
whatever.
Sure.
Don't do it.
Right.
Just say, okay, God, help me refine the peace again. You know, just
right.
move forward. Don't beat yourself up.
That's right.
You're laughing. Now, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. I had a Frankie Goes to Hollywood moment. That old song from the 80s, relax, don't do it.
Don't.
Right. Well, and all of this is just great advice. You listeners, you may want to go back and listen to the show again. It will be up on this whole month before it goes to our website, the month of November. It will be on tantalk1340.com. Go down to podcasts and then go to Living the Good Life, and you can catch the show as many times as you want to. It'll be up there usually by Monday evening following the Sunday show. And then at the end of each month, those shows for that month go on our website, bohmglobal.com. So be sure and tell people about the show. I believe it's been a great time of really talking practicalities on how to walk in prevailing peace. And we've got more to come. Next week, we're going to really attack some serious things that we all face, and you don't want to miss next week's show. Woo, it's been good. It's been really good. A final comment, each of you, real quick.
Peace be with you.
There you go. I can't beat that. It's a great greeting for people, isn't it?
It is. Well, and
grace and peace to you.
I was going to show off and do it in Hebrew, but I decided not.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. We'd love to hear it.
Shalom Aleichem.
All right. Aww. I love it. That's beautiful. Nan, a final word here.
I just want to quote his words, that it's attainable and sustainable.
It is. I like that. Attainable and sustainable. So, audience, it is time to make those decisions. And if you prayed the prayer with us today, we'd love to hear from you. We encourage you to get in the book of John in the New Testament. We also encourage you to read the book of Psalms. There's so many of David's Psalms that will help you tremendously. Okay, so this has been Living the Good Life. And the name of our show is Because You Can Live a Better Life and
Amen.
A Good Life when you learn to walk in this peace that God has for each of us. Nan, Pastor Jim, it's been a joy to have you on the show today. We always
enjoy it.
Always love it. And we close with this song. It's our favorite one. It's Not Far to Jesus, because it isn't. So run to him for whatever your needs are. God bless you, and we'll see you again next week.
There is no distance from the love of God. He's always there to hear our prayer and answer when we call. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side.